Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, so Shannon Sharp. Shannon Sharp was on FS1's Undefeated, and he still has AB's back. And the AB versus Ben thing, which I guess is still going on to some degree. Shannon Sharp, right here.
All he had to do was say, you know what, guys? I wish I hadn't called Antonio Brown out, and that was my fault. I should have handled that situation better. Boom, end of discussion. But then what he tried to do, Skip, well, I did the same thing to James Washington, and he called me and said, thank you, Ben, for doing this. It's going to make me better. Did he actually think he could talk to Antonio Brown the exact same way he talked to James Washington? Did he really think that? But he won't leave that. Skip, why can't he just say, I was wrong. I shouldn't have said what I said, how I said it. How do you think Antonio Brown's going to react? That man got a lot of pride. And you think you could talk to him the same way. What is James Washington supposed to say, Skip, as a rookie?
Yeah.
What was I going to say if John Elway chewed me out? What was I going to say? You might have a title that's more valuable than mine to the team. But if you think for one second I won't punch you in your mouth and you disrespect me, you got the wrong one, bruh. And that was the problem. You can't talk to people like that, Skip.
You think AB was going to punch him in the mouth?
AB probably wouldn't.
I don't.
He got the right one.
Okay.
I got the right one. There wasn't a quarterback that's ever played in the NFL that could have talked to me like Ben Roethlisberger called Antonio Brown out. Never. I'd have been up out of it. They had to trade me because they'd have conduct detrimental to the team. I'd have been home for the last four games because I'd have slapped the taste out of Ben's mouth.
Are we forgetting in all of this? Let's bring it down to base level. Shannon Sharp was like a diva tight end.
Yes.
Like, are we missing? Like, this isn't Larry Fitzgerald talking.
No, there's a reason Shannon Sharp identifies so strongly with the AB side of the argument in this case.
This stuff even shows me more at how right this football team is. And also, okay, you want to set ground rules. Okay, deal with this person this way. Was Ben right in the way he talked about Ben? He was dealing with a crazy man.
Well, let's also, the impetus for this rant that Shannon Sharp went on yesterday on Undisputed was, do you like what Ben said on Sunday Night Football, that halftime interview
right.
with Michelle Tafoya on NBC? He said, no, he should have apologized. The point I'm trying to make is that Ben Roethlisberger apologized and said he did regret what he said about Antonio Brown and to Antonio Brown. He apologized. What else does Shannon Sharp want from Ben Roethlisberger?
I just, in looking back at last year, I'm still trying to figure out how, and there was some stuff for sure, but how Ben Roethlisberger got it wrong with Antonio Brown. Like, this goes to show even more just how right this football team is right now. How the best thing to happen to this football team was Antonio Brown going out the door. And Shannon Sharp is on, that list shrinks every single day. Of people that still have Antonio Brown's back. Like, nobody's heard from Deion. Nobody's heard from Josh Harris. Nobody's heard from Rashard Mendenhall calling Ben a slave owner or whatever he called him. You remember that kind of stuff? Where are all those people now? Shannon Sharp is like one of the last holdouts, right?
I just don't understand why it's being relitigated all over again, re-argued all over again. What? Ben Roethlisberger went on a halftime interview on national TV, granted a preseason game, but on national TV and said, you know, I regret what I said, and I wish I wouldn't have said it. What more is he supposed to do? He's taking fault, and he's saying, yeah, you know what, I'm really sorry that it went down that way because of something I said. What more is he supposed to do?
And he didn't even need to do that. If he would have been like, hey, I stand by exactly what I said. I was being a leader. I'm the guy on top of this football team. And now Shannon Sharp is saying, if that's me, somebody gets punched in the mouth.
Okay.
Okay. Like, you're going to punch John Elway in the mouth if he tells you he's in charge of your football team. These people are crazy. crazy who back Antonio Brown. They're crazier than him. Antonio Brown at one point was a level-headed guy who seemingly had it on the right path, and it just took a right-hand turn. And it's nuts, and it's never coming back.
Nope, it went over the cliff.
Jim, is there anyone else who's still on the Antonio Brown train? It seems like Shannon Sharpe is kind of by himself.
I don't know who the latest chef is.
Oh, there. But I see he's tagged in all of the...
He's got another one?
Yeah, there's another one. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that'll last for another month or so. Give it till the regular season. I don't know. You know, I mean, to us, this stuff is old news, but the Steelers are on national TV, and so you want to interview the quarterback, and of course it comes up again. And then, you know, sometimes I, as being a member of the media,
right,
I don't like it when players say, you know, you guys in the media blow things up. That's exactly what this is with Shannon Sharpe, because he's going to jump on it, and we're talking about him, right? My favorite part of that whole rant was how, like, Skip Bayless and whoever else was on that show are just going like,
Well, I like when Skip goes, man, I don't know, if we had a punch him.
Yeah, that was good. But otherwise, it was like they were in the congregation going, hallelujah. So Shannon just kept on.
I was waiting for Ray Lewis to jump in there at some
point. Sounded, no, it's very similar, wasn't it?
Yes. All right.
He'd have sliced that argument to bits.
Oh, absolutely.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.